Hey, it's me, Domain Dave, again with another CheapWineFinder.com podcast that goes with a review we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website, which is what we did and which is what I do. Today we have a wine from Lodi. I'll explain why that's a very good thing. And it's called the Sand Point Sauvignon Blanc 2021. And actually, the grapes are somewhat from Lodi and somewhat from other places. It says California label. We'll explain that in a bit. And I found it for $9.99, I think, not even on sale. That's just what it cost, $10. At a wine shop. This isn't any store brand. This is straight up. And what we'll talk about Lodi is, this is from the Lang Twins family winery and vineyards. And they started farming their land in the 1870s. I think they're the fifth generation farmers, which is very common in Lodi. They bought their first vineyard about over 100 years ago. They didn't say when they started their winery, but they have wines. They have reserve wines. They have single vineyard wines, and they have three wine brands. So they're a pretty big outfit. And this is the first of their affordable wines. Like I said, it was $9.99. They have vineyards all over different AVAs inside Lodi, and they also have one in Clarksburg, which is just west of Lodi. But it says California. This is a wine that is sustainably farmed. It has a certification from California. And also Lodi Farm Association or Vineyard Association has their own sustainable standards too, and it meets those too. So this is a sustainably farmed wine, which in California, which has problems with water and all sorts of things and fires and what have you, good farming practices are very important, and they're doing that. But all these older family, you know, they've been there fifth, sixth generation, they bought this land when it was 25 cents an acre. They built their wineries in the 70s and 80s, and they're long since paid for it. And while it's very expensive to run a winery, they have some advantages because they don't have to go out and buy new property. They don't have to build new things. There's a lot of newer wineries that, you know, in Napa, a vineyard can cost over $1 million. And here, these folks, and this is the Lang Twins, but there's other ones. There's a bunch of the wine people there have been there for over 100 years. And that's kind of the good thing about Lodi, because not only do they know their grapes, because they've been farming them for a long time, and not only do they know how to make wine from these vineyards, and that's what it's called terroir in France. It's when you know it, you have season after season of the grapes and every conceivable thing Mother Nature throws at you, the winemaker knows how to do. And Lodi has terroir, even though this isn't strictly a Lodi wine. You know, you don't really get terroir that often in a $10 wine, though they do have, like I said, Lang Twins do have single vineyard wines, which will give you that terroir. But Lodi will have, because it is Lodi and it's south and east of Napa, it doesn't get the wine press that a lot of places get. But it, you know, the high-end people, the people buying the $200 bottles of wine, aren't looking at Lodi that much. But that's not any concern of us, because they're making really good, and they can make really good, affordable wines. And they're kind of under the radar, a little bit under the radar. They're really good wines, but they're under the radar because it is a warmer area. It's in the river valleys from the San Pedro Bay, but it's a little bit inward, but it's still cool down there, and they can do really good things with a lot of grapes. So it's to our advantage. Plus their costs are down because they don't have to buy the vineyards. They've been there forever, and they know how to make their wines. So it's like it's a win-win. So what about this Sand Point Sauvignon Blanc 2021? Let me take a sip. And it's kind of lemony up front. There's lemon and peach and kind of creamy apple a little bit. Maybe like nice, ripe, juicy apple. And it's got a little bit of soft soft spice, and it's got some pineapple, and it's got some stone fruit. The pineapple adds a little sweetness on the finish. It's got good flavor, really nice flavor. Is it a wow wine? No, but it's a really good wine. I mean, at $10, this is kind of a, and every, you know, this is a daily driver. This is one that you might buy, you know, two bottles, put it in the fridge, and then on Thursday night you pull it out, and then the following Tuesday you pull another one out. It's one of those wines that are just there when you need it to be. You know, it's not going to be a, you know, you go to the fanciest restaurant to be and bring your own. Though if you like it enough, it very can be. But in my mind, this is just a good daily driver, a good wine at a good price that tastes great. One thing I noticed about it, the acidity is really nice. Acidity gives the wine a lot of length. And, you know, we've been doing this cheapwinefighter.com for 15 years. And there was a time with white wines, it was typically, it'd be too much. They would bite, they'd give you indigestion after you drank it. You know, it would be like, oh my God, being acid bombs, or it wouldn't be enough acid and they'd be kind of these blobs of fruit. I mean, not all of them, but it happened often enough in doing things where, you know, I used to have to grate on the curve, but I don't have to do that anymore because these things have really nice technical standards. I mean, the acidity is right where you want it to be. It gives it length, you know, it stays out of the way. Some wines has that, you know, I kind of like it when it has that lip-smacking acidity. It makes you want to take another sip. You know, it's like having a bowl of pretzels in a bar when you're drinking a beer. It makes you want another beer. Well, I like that. That's not really a proper thing for wine. You know, it's just something that I like. But there you go. So this is a nice wine, the Sandpoint Sauvignon Blanc 2021. Not a wild wine, but tastes really good. And there you go. I think I've got a French bubbly next. Keep it cheap. This is Domaine Dave signing off, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. Adios. Bye-bye.